three language groups from a coastal area north of Broome and Derby, which have formed a joint venture with a professional marine produce company, are advancing with big plans to develop a seafood industry in the Kimberley. Ali May was recently awarded an aquaculture licence to farm in Cone Bay. And a small delegation travelled to New Zealand recently to see how Maori groups run their seafood business. Moana Seafood in Auckland is New Zealand's largest Maori-owned fisheries company, producing abalone, finfish, oysters and crayfish for domestic and overseas markets. For Barijawi woman Rosanna Angus, the trip was valuable to see how the Kiwi company manages commercial and cultural obligations.
It's pretty similar to how what our aims and aspirations are of supporting our family groups first, sustaining the tribe, you know, the clan. What I got out of it was for the Iwi people, how they actually work together for that one cause. Much easier for them to do that in that sense because they speak one language, so they're like from one big clan, you know, but they have 148 Iwi groups in between. So whereas us, we got over 500 different language groups or different cultural groups. So with us as a smaller group, yeah, I think we can be able to try and work towards that aim that we've always had in our Barijawi PBC is to set up a commercial business that sustains our tribes, you know, our clan.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that's pretty tough if you've got different language groups, different interests, different native title groups. It really can be hard. So what can you see working on the Dampier Peninsula for Barijawi?
For us, I just see that we need to be stronger as a Barijawi PBC to with the Ali Mai, we've got three traditional owner groups involved in that. So you've got Dambe Mangari, Maiala, and Barijawi, and we went into partnership with Marine Produce Australia. So we've only just managed to get the license for it with the four groups put in together to get a license to secure the space and the aquaculture space. And there will be opportunities for local businesses and the communities, surrounding communities to set up small businesses to support the venture. So that's a future thing as well that we have actually been discussing of where the base is going to be situated in terms of having a co-op, like the ice machines, trucking to come in. So there'll be small-scale businesses for the community or for families if they want to be involved to support the venture.
Would sealing the Dampier Peninsula Road be an important part of growing that business if you've got to truck the fish out on ice?
Well, that's exactly right. It would be very important to that because at the moment, the road being not sealed, it would be harder for the fish to be trucked out or with the Derby Wharf to be able to send the fish to Derby because then you're obviously tide would be another issue, you know.
What else about the New Zealand trip really interested you?
Well, it was really good because we actually went over to the, to Moana. Moana is like the fishing co-op where elders, they support 25 businesses on country or on the ocean, obviously, where they bring in their fish to sell to the co-op, and then the co-op packs. The people sell their fish to the factory, to Moana, and then Moana does, they scale it, they pack it, and then they export it out. So for me, it was really good to see a lot of the Maori people working in the factory.
Oh, well, and what kind of fish, Rosanna?
It was a variety of fish, actually, from the whitings to the snappers to cod. So it's a huge variety of fish that comes through in all different sizes as well. It comes into the co-op. And, you know, just the machines that were used as a huge scale business of how it's massive, of how they come in with their own, you know, with their own trucks and weight and whatnot, and then get scaled by these huge machines that does all the scaling for them. So obviously no one's there scaling. They just fill them, put it through a machine, and then it comes out the other end, and then you have the packers that go in and pack them, put them into the boxes, and that's where it starts. You know, they put them in freezers, and it gets exported out. Most of their fish gets exported out overseas. It's quite big when you think about it, but there'd probably be about like 50 employees, you know, working in there. So it's creating business for the Iwi people as well. And also, we also went to see the crayfish factory. Crayfish is more obviously the where the bigger money is as well. And also being able to talk to the Iwi people about how they do business. And we obviously with their governance as well is pretty structured in that sense to support and sustain their tribes around New Zealand. So it was really awesome to just see people working together on a large scale as well in business.
And what sorts of seafood do you think you might be able to produce at Ali Mai with the partnership with the three language groups?
They're doing barramundi at the moment and through the Conn Bay barrels, but we want to look at having our own branding for another fish. So obviously there's going to be a lot of research being done into what sort of fish that we can actually breed, have a breeding stock out there. And then, like I said, there needs to be research to see what other fish would be sustainable for that venture as well. So we'll have tanks. So at the moment, they're looking at the hatcheries, and then you've got the breed where they breed the small fish. Once they get to a certain size, they'll put it out into the ocean where the Ali Mai venture will be.
And what is your favourite fish and how do you like eating it, Rosanna?
Me, I like reef fish.
Oh, yum.
I like my reef fish out in the, where we go out fishing for them, so the large, big blue bones. You know the big blue bones, the grouper?
Yes.
That's my favourite fish. Because they, you know, you can have it. I like it either fried up with flour or with salad and with salad and or with a fish soup.
Fish soup sounds delish. Rosanna Angus there, and also on the trip to New Zealand was 22-year-old Jasira Benhidim. She's in her first year of marine science at Murdoch University. She's also Bardi Jawi and got a lot out of the trip, which had been organised by the Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation.
It was very interesting to see how they went about creating their businesses and how they all planned it around giving back to their community, which is one of the things that I was interested in, because with my degree, I'd like to go back and give back to my community. So learning how and what steps they went about, because they have a lot of tribes within their area, how they went about getting them all to work together and agree on one thing.
Oh, yes. Did you find the secret to that then, Jasira?
No. We went around asking and they were just like, it took a lot of work. So, yeah, it'll take a lot of work to do.
And what did you think were the benefits then of having all those different family groups working together for the one end cause? What was the benefit of this?
I think the benefit was so that, you know, future generations can benefit from what their ancestors worked hard for. And, yeah, working together rather than working against each other is much more better, I think. And, yeah, just how proud they were of coming together and doing that, not just for each, not just for individuals, but for their groups. So that was pretty interesting.
Did you learn anything about the importance of blending business with perhaps traditional cultural needs, ceremonial needs, that fine line between making a buck but also serving the greater good?
Yeah, I think being Indigenous people, we have a bit more knowledge on like the land and everything, and my mob are the saltwater people, so we have a lot of traditional knowledge of like fishing and living off the country and everything. So merging that with a business would be good, because we'd know areas where fish would be more abundant, what type of fish would be best suited in this area and all that kind of stuff. So the merging of those two would be good.
Talk to me a bit more about your area of interest and what you're studying in marine science at Murdoch, Jasira.
Yeah, so I've decided to pursue a degree in marine science because when I was younger, my parents always took me out fishing and we'd be out camping and just living off the land. And my grandparents taught me a lot about my culture. And, yeah, I just really like to get my degree and hopefully go back home, work on country for a little bit. I'm leaning more towards something in conservation and being able to look after country so that future generations can enjoy what I had when I was growing up. But also going on that trip to New Zealand has also sort of changed my well, not sort of change my mind, but I think I'd be interested in going into fisheries as well.
Yeah, so they're connected, obviously, because you can't have a fishery without also having some conservation, because the baby fish of today and what you do affect the stocks
exactly,
of the future.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation trip that you and Rosanna went on was really worth it.
It was really worth it. It also made me think about like the future and what I can do once I finish my degree, and also having like a lot of the other Indigenous people from different areas around Australia talk about their businesses and how they're going about setting up funding and all that kind of stuff. And it was really interesting to network with them, so I found that pretty cool. I think it was just really good to see how during the meeting they all spoke in their traditional language and then later translated it. And just the Maori people as a whole, they're such proud people. And it sort of like resonated with me that we're sort of similar in that way.
Jasira, when you think about the coastline around the area that you grew up, what images do you see in your mind? What's your favourite part of the coastline?
For me, I just see me and my family out on the boat and just looking over the lovely blue ocean and over the islands. And, I just picture my ancestors hunting on the land, living off the land, and it just amazes me that I come from such a beautiful place.
Jasira Benhidim. She's in her first year of marine science at Murdoch University. She's from the Dampier Peninsula.